Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Owen and Ellis. Hey guys, they sent an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And you know what time it is. It's time for shoutouts. I want to say hey to Francis from San Diego, Simon and Vincent from Cincinnati, Elise from California, Noah from Toronto, Liam from Renton, Washington, Lars from Quebec, and Beatrice from Quebec. Hey, guys! Oh, and I don't want to forget Amber and Mava. I see you guys from Springfield, Missouri. I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. Could not do this without you. Are you guys ready? Me too! Let's go! Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. Owen and Ellis were playing in their backyard and having a very fun day. The sun was out, the sky was blue, and there was a nice warm breeze. Ah, this is the perfect day, Ellis said. Hey Owen, what do you want to do now?
Well,
we could... Let's expand our fort. Let's make it even bigger. Owen and Ellis had been building this fort in their backyard for weeks. They had been collecting branches and leaves and all kinds of things to build this like a log cabin. It was so cool. And it was getting bigger and bigger. They loved to do all their spy trainings in there so that no one else could see. And today, they needed to do some more Spy Kid practices. All right, Ellis, could you go grab those branches over there so we can add it to this room? Yeah, I'll be right back. As Ellis ran over to get the branches, what's that? Owen's spy beeper started to buzz. Bzzz, bzzz. What was that?
There's a message from Spy Kids, Ellis. We gotta go check it out.
They ran inside to their fort and clicked onto the message. The message said,
Owen and Ellis, we need your help. There has been a ginormous robot spotted in your neighborhood. And we're worried that it's going to start smashing things and causing a problem. And it seems that he has some kind of ice laser that when he shoots the laser, it turns it into ice and freezes whatever it zaps. So be careful of the laser and make sure to bring all your spy gear over and out.
Did he say some kind of like ice laser? That sounds kind of crazy. All right, we definitely need all of our spy gear. Let's go. They ran upstairs and started to grab all their spy gear. They had hats and their Spy Kid hoodie and some binoculars, and they filled their bag with all of their gear. As they started to move out and walk down the street in their neighborhood, they had to look for clues. They lived in a very big neighborhood, and so there was a lot of places for this ginormous robot to hide. I wonder how big it is, Ellis said. Do you think it's like as tall as the trees or just like bigger than a person? I wonder. As they started to walk down the street, they saw some really big potholes in the street.
What? Who put... Do you remember these potholes being here?
Definitely not. Those are huge.
Whoa! They go really, really deep. Look at those things.
Those were not potholes. Do you know what those were? Those, between me and you, our robot footprints. He must be ginormous. As they continued to survey the neighborhood and look for clues, they weren't seeing anything.
Whoa, wait, until that. Hey, Ellis, come over here.
Owen had found this huge branch that had crashed down on the street.
How did that happen? It's way up there.
Wow.
And there wasn't even like a storm last night. This is strange.
Oh,
wait a second. Do you think, like, that's about 40 feet tall. Do you think the robot is that big?
No way, Ellis said. If the robot was 40 feet tall, we would have seen it by now. Yeah, true, but what about all those big holes in the street? I don't think those are potholes. Those were not there yesterday.
I think those are footprints.
You think those are footprints? If those are the footprints and the robot knocked down that branch, we are in for a lot of trouble.
Just then, Owen and Ellis looked down the street. And there it was. The robot! It's huge! And it makes really weird sounds!
Can you make robot sounds? Let me hear them. Those are some awesome robot sounds.
Let's get back to the story. Owen and Ellis didn't know what to do. Owen, do we have anything for a creature this big? It's huge. Check the bag. Net shooter, that's definitely not gonna cut it. It's way bigger than our nets. Wait, what about this? Owen pulled out a big tube of super glue. This is special spy grade super glue. I bet if we poured this all over the street, and if we can trick the robot to walking on it, it might get stuck on it and fall over.
That would be perfect. Let's do it.
Owen started to spray all the glue and spread it all over the street. He had to be very careful to not touch the glue because he would get stuck forever.
All right, Ellis, it's almost ready. You need to find a way to get the robot to start walking this way. All right, maybe I can like throw some rocks at the robot and it'll come and try and get me.
Ellis picked up a few stones and threw them towards the robot. Clink, clink, as the stones knocked off of the robot's belly.
I think he sees you. Run, Ellis!
Ellis took off running and had to run around the glue so that he wouldn't get caught. And just then,
crash!
What on earth just happened?
The robot got stuck on the glue and then tipped over and crashed onto the street. He made a humongous mess, but it looks like the robot has been defeated. Ellis and Owen saved the day.
Wait a second. Hold on. Something's moving. Something's crawling out from the robot.
It's Dr. Stinky Breath!
Dun, dun, dun!
He has a laser ice shooter! What do we do, Owen? quick, run! We gotta hide in the trees first.
This is not good. I cannot believe that they destroyed my robot. But I will be back. Look out, spy kids. I will be back.
And there he goes. He had some kind of blasters on his feet. Dr. Stinky Breath blasted off to the sky and he's gone.
Oh, whoa. Owen, that was crazy.
Ellis and Owen had both never seen anything like this before. They had been on a ton of Spy Kids missions, but they had never seen Dr. Stinky Breath.
And he has ice lasers?
Oh, that's... We gotta call that in. As they called into Spy Kids headquarters to tell them about the new location of Dr. Stinky Breath, HQ was very excited to hear this news.
Wow! Great job, Owen and Ellis. You not only saved your neighborhood from a ginormous robot, but you've also given us some very important clues on the location and the next coordinates of Dr. Stinky Breath. A job well done. Fantastic.
Spy Kids headquarters, out.
And that is the story of Ellis and Owen saving the day. See you next time, friends, on Kids Short Stories Premium. Bye!